सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं
सो इन चैप्टर 18 ऑफ भगवद गीता It is the summary of the whole of Bhagavad Gita. Lord say that each person should do his duty according to his swadharma. Swadharma means according to his swabhav, according to his tendencies which are coming from the previous lives. Because vasana has to be exhausted. So how that karma is to be done? In verse number 49, in slok number 49, Lord says, Asakta buddhi sarvatra jitatma bhigat priha. Asakta buddhi, unattached. We have to do the karma, we have to do our kartavya karma, niyat karma, our duties according to our position, according to our burden, according to our ashram, according to our age. We have to do the karma, but how that is to be done? Asakta buddhi, without getting attached. We have to do it. Jitatma means by controlling our senses and mind. Bigat spriha means without craving for a specific fruit of action. We all crave for a specific, I want this only. A student who is desiring first class first, if he comes first class second, he cries, he weeps, because he is craving for a specific fruit of action. But Lord says, bigat spriha, don't crave for a specific fruit of action. Because the fruit of action is not in our hand, it is in the hand of Lord. And Lord has to take into account many, many factors. Our past deed, our future requirements. Lord knows, we don't know. Therefore Lord says, Bhigat Spriha, Naiskram Siddhim Paramam. You will get Naiskram Siddhi if you act in the world in this way, with the Asakta Buddhi, Bhigat Spriha, Jitatma, you will get Naiskram Siddhim. Naiskram Siddhi means you will get that knowledge. Naiskram Siddhi means actionlessness. Actionlessness will happen when you are desirelessness. Desirelessness will happen if you are vasanalessness. Vasanalessness will happen only when you get the knowledge. When you get the knowledge, there is no more vasana. When there is no vasana, no desire in the intellect level. When there is no desire at the intellect level, there is no action at the body level. So you have got the freedom in action. Sannyasena adhigacchati, you will get only by the sannyas, by renouncing, by doing it for the happiness of the Lord. Only that way you can come out of it. Then again Lord says in sloka number 50, Siddhim prapto yatha brahma tatha apnoti nibodme samase neva kaunteya nishtha jnanasya ya para. O Arjun, I am going to tell you again, samasena, briefly, I have told you in detail earlier, but again I will tell you, Siddhim prapta means how you will purify your mind. Number one. Number two, Brahma tatha apnoti nibodme, how you will get the Brahman, the knowledge of the Brahman. And the third one is nishtha jnanasya, abidance in that knowledge. So how you will purify your mind, number one. Number two, how you will get the knowledge of the self, number two. Number three, jnana nishtha, abidance in that knowledge. Nibodme, learn from me. But I am going to tell you in brief only. Briefly I will tell you. Detail, you have to refer whatever is said earlier. So what we have to do, the Lord says, you have to do dhyan yoga paro in verse number 52, in sloka number 52. He tells you what you have to do, dhyan yoga paro. Dhyan, you have to meditate. Meditate on what? Meditate on me. Meditate on self. We all do dhyan. We are very expert in dhyan, but we meditate on, not on atma, we meditate on, जोर से बोलो अनात्मा. Why fear? We all meditate on अनात्म वस्तु. But Lord says you have to do on आत्मन, on your true nature, on yourself. Yoga, how? With the concentrated mind. Oh Lord, we also do. On अनात्म वस्तु we fully concentrate, 100% concentration we give. Paro, paro means it is my duty, it is my kartavya, I have to do. No option. Dhyan, yoga, paro. Paro means the duty. You have to do it. If you want naiskarma siddhi, if you want the true nature of your own self, if you want the abidance in that self, jnan nishtha, if you want, then you have to do dhyan, yoga, paro. How it is to be done? In chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita, elaborately it was said, here again Lord says, Vivakta Sevi. Vivakta Sevi means going to the secluded place. Where are you not being disturbed? Lagvasi, eat only little bit. Lord had said, Yukta Ahara. So don't sit in meditation without food or after full food. How much do we eat? What happens after that? You become dull, mind become dull. You want to sleep. Now the question arises, how much should I eat? The parameter is that you eat only that much. After eating that, your mind is prasanna. Prasanna is cheerful. If mind becomes dull, you have overeaten. So therefore, yukta ahar, lagvasi, yat va kaya manasa, yat means control, vak, speech, kaya, body, manasa, mind. Your mind, speech and body should be under control. Unless you control it, you cannot meditate because our all love is invested in atma. All our capital of love is invested in anatma. Lord wants you control yourself, control your energy from the world, and that you invest in me. And then nityam vairagyam, vairagya, there should be dispassion. We have got 100% dispassion, Lord, we have got dispassion toward the Lord. 100% dispassion we have got. And rag and vairagya. Rag means attached. Vairagya means detached, dispassion. Abatao, where is the vairagya? 100% with the Lord is vairagya. And the rag 100% with the anatma vastu, with the world. And Lord says, you should withdraw from the world and attach with me. And that vairagya should be nityam. It's not samsan vairagya or a temporary vairagya. It should be a permanent vairagya. How will that happen, permanent vairagya? Permanent vairagya will happen if you do the vivek. If you discriminate between atma and anatma. If you come to know what is the source of our sorrow. Who is giving me sorrow? We all are intelligent people. Immediately we will start withdrawing from the place who is giving us sorrow. Only two things are there. One is atma, another is anatma. Atman can never give you sorrow. Why? Because Satchidananda. If it atman starts giving us sorrow, we have to change the name of atman. From Satchit Anand to Satchit Dukh, we have to say. Since that Atman can never give us sorrow, the law of remainder says that all the sorrows are coming from Anatma. So if I come to know that all the sorrows are coming from Anatma, why it is coming? Because I am identified with it. What is the remedy? Even a three-year-old child will also say, disidentify. Asakta. Nityam vairagyam samapusra. Then what will other thing you have to do? Buddhya visuddhaya. For that, for meditation, you need sattvic mind. Visuddha buddhi. Visuddha buddhi means sattvic mind. If your mind is rajasic or tamasic, in the meditation seat, in the tamasic mind, you will go into the sleep. In the rajasic mind, you are sitting on the meditation seat, but your mind is outside. It is going into the world. Is the rajasic mind. Therefore, the sattvic mind is needed. Dhritya atmana niyamacha. Atmana means your mind and the body. These are all should be controlled. Karya karan sanghat should be controlled. Then, sabda adi visyan taktva. You have to give up sabda adi. There are only five sense objects. Sabda, sparsa, rupa, ras, gandha. Sound, touch, form, taste, and smell. And we have got only five organs of perception. Therefore, there are only five sense objects. He is saying, Lord is saying, taktva, give up. This is very difficult, Bhagwan. You have given five organs of perception, you have given five sense objects also. And now you are saying, give it up. Yes, on the meditation seat you have to give up. No, you are concentrating on the Lord. At that time you should not think about sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa and gandha. And raga dvesho vayudhishchacha. Raga dves, likes and dislikes, at that time also you give up that. Don't think about your likes and dislikes. Otherwise they will all disturb you. Suppose early morning after listening to Gita discourse, you sit on the meditation seat. I have to sit. You tried. Early morning, before sunrise, you got up after taking bath and all that. When the children and everybody is sleeping, you went into a secluded place, started sitting there. Then, immediately you think, so early morning I take bed tea or coffee. If I take a cup of coffee, then the meditation will be good. So immediately you get up from your meditation seat. Coffee, 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 coffee. You make a coffee. And then again you come and sit. By that time, other disturbances started. So if you are successful, what will happen? The fruit of this meditation, so it is said, ahankar balam darpam kamam krodham parigraham vimuchya nirmama santo brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Brahma bhuyaya kalpate. You become fit to become Brahman. You become fit to become Brahman. You are eligible to become Brahman. And what will happen to this ahankar balam darpam kamam krodham parigraham? Vimuchya. You are free from, mukti from, ahankar. See? The most difficult part is the ego. And what is our formula? Formula for jiva is the consciousness plus ego is equal to jiva. Consciousness means Brahman. Brahman plus ego is equal to jiva. Jiva minus ego is equal to simple algebra, you all have studied algebra, na? Consciousness plus ego is equal to jiva. And jiva wants to become Brahman. What he has to do? Jiva minus ego is equal to? Itna hi karna, that's all. Ahankar. So if you meditate, this ahankar will go away. They all will illusion. Ahankar, balam. If you have got the physical strength, that will always prompt you to act. balam, darpam, pride, these are all obstacles in your meditation. Kama, desire. Krodha, desire is not fulfilled. Immediately krodha comes. Parigraham, parigraham means all accumulation, all our possessions. They not only take the physical space, they take space in the mind also. Parigraham. Nirmama, there is no minus, no possessiveness. Nirmama. What will get? You will get Shanti. You will get Shanti. They all will lose their efficacies. You become Shant. And once you become Shant, it's peaceful. You see, it is great tapas. It's not an easy job. The greatest tapas, it is said, is manasya indriyanam ekagram paramam tapah. Paramam tapah, the supreme tap is to concentrate and control your mind and senses. It's very difficult. Very difficult. But unless you do the tapa, you will not get the result. Unless you heat the gold, you cannot make the ornaments. Unless you hammer the copper, you cannot draw copper wire. You have to hammer. Unless you hammer and chisel a stone, you can't carve out an idol. Similarly, if I want to know my true nature, if I want permanent anand, I have to do the tapas. What is the greatest tapas? Manascha indriyanam ekagram. I hope you are here. Mentally, physically, you are all here. What is the greatest tapa? Greatest tapa is the control of your mind and senses. Unless you do this tapas, you will not be successful. Okay, Bhagwan, what will I get if I am successful in meditation? If I abide in that knowledge, three things Lord said, na, purification of mind, getting the knowledge, and abidance in that knowledge. So if I abide in that knowledge, what will happen? So Brahma, next.
Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma.
Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma.
Na Shochati Na Kangshati.
Na Shochati Na Kangshati.
Samas Sarveshu Bhuteshu.
Samas Sarveshu Bhuteshu.
Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param.
Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param.
Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Shochati Na Kshati Samas Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param.
So if you are successful in the dhyan, in the meditation, what you will get? Brahma Bhuta. Brahma Bhuta means Brahma Prapta. When you gain that Brahman, when you become that Brahman, when you, by your meditation, you reach that place, what you will get? Prasannatma. You will be cheerful. Lord didn't say that you will get $1,000,000. So if you are thinking, by meditating I will get $1,000,000, don't meditate. You will not get, Lord is not promising. Prasannatma, you will become cheerful. What else? Na sochati, no grief. No grief at all. But we are experiencing so many sorrows every day. Every moment sorrows are coming. Whatever Lord is saying is correct. Since we all are attached to the vasana, BMI, PFT, OAT, which is the source of sorrows, this is giving me sorrow. When we detach, vairagyam, vairagyam from anatma, vairagya from the world, and then we get the Brahma Bhut, we reach there, Satchidananda, Prasannatma, na sochati, no grief. Why? I have discerned, identified with this. No more sorrows. It's very scientific. No more sorrows. It's guaranteed. Then what will happen? Suppose something is missing. I don't have a quality. I think others are superior to me. No chinta, no grief. Something is lost. No grief. Anatma vastu. Or something is broken. You brought all the way from Japan, China clay, or what is that? Delicate cups, tea set. One cup is broken. At that time your heart breaks, you know. All the way, you didn't put it in your checked-in baggage. All the way you carried in your carry-on. You brought it here. Once you get this, na sochati, na kanchati, no more desires also. No more desires. Why? Because now you have become Purna. You got the source of all the sukha, all the source of happiness now you have come to know. Now you will not run out to the world for the petty sukhs. And how much is this sukh? One followed by how many zeros? 20 zeros. One followed by 20 zeros, that is the unit of sukh you get here. Can anybody tell me how much is that one followed by 20 zeros?
100 trillion.
And there in the Upanishad it is said, what is one unit? First we have to define one unit, na? Then only you can say. The one unit of sukh in that Upanishad, in the Taittiriya Upanishad, it is said that a person is a young and he is asis, well-disciplined, has studied the scriptures and owns the whole earth. The sukh which that person is enjoying is one unit. And if you become Brahma-bhuta, you enjoy one followed by 20 zeros. That much is the sukh there. So now tell me, if you are enjoying that sukh one followed by 20 zeros, and how much sukh is in the world, let me tell you that also. Scripture says, a fraction of a drop of that one followed by 20 zeros, a fraction of a drop of that sukh is sufficient to make happy from Brahmaji to Pipilika. Pipilika means ant. In the past, in the present, and in the future. Now tell me, if you have reached that state where you are enjoying one followed by 20 zeros unit of sukh, and I have told you what is one unit of sukh also, will you come and run out to the world for the sukh? No. Therefore, na kanchati. No more desire. It's scientific, fully scientific. Na kanchati, na sochati. Sama sarvesu bhutesu. Sama sarva bhutesu. All the bhutas, in all the bhutas, the Lord is present. He is equal in all of them. Then your vision also changes. There is no superior inferiority. You see equal everywhere. In ant also is the same Atman, and in me also is the same Atman. Everywhere, same Atman. Mad bhaktim labhate param, and he will get my bhakti, labhate param. This is jnana bhakti. This is jnana bhakti. By abidance in the self, you get that supreme devotion. Lord is promising, you will get that. These are the jnani bhakta. Jnani bhakta enjoys this param bhakti after abidance in this knowledge of self. It is not kriyatmak bhakti or vidhi bhakti or sadhanatmak bhakti. You don't have to do any sadhana. There are no steps. There are no actions there. It's not a bhakti enjoined by the scripture. It is different. And a jnani person gets it. There are four types of bhakta, of Bhagwan. That Lord has said, Chaturvidam bhajante mam jana sukritanorjana arto jigyasu artharthi jnani cha bhartarsava. Four types of people worship Lord. One is the artha, dukhi. Who is giving me sorrow? When an atma gives you sorrow, you run to the temple. O Lord, remove my sorrow. Artha. Artharthi, you are not dukhi. You have got a house, now you want a second house. Where will you go? Temple. There you bargain with the Lord. O Lord, that house is $1 million. I have offered 800,000. You see, do something. Let me save 200,000. What will you give it to me? $101. I want a saving of 200,000 and you want to give $101. And suppose, okay, that also Lord says, okay, give me something advance. No, 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 no. No advance. You fulfill your part first. Then I will come and offer my puja with $101. Suppose that is done. Now you come to the temple. You are devotee. You say, what you will do, Lord, with $101? For you, this is only paper. Then you roll $1 bill and put it in the hand of the Lord. I think that is sufficient for you. You are happy with that also. Third type of bhakta which goes with the jigyasu, a seeker. A seeker goes that, oh Lord, remove my all obstacles in my spiritual sadhana. I am starting my journey. There should not be any obstacles in my journey. Jigyasu goes. And the jnani bhakta is one with the Lord. Once this identification with the Lord happens, this is parabhakti. Therefore, I said this is not sadhanatmika bhakti, it is not kriya bhakti, it is not vaidhi bhakti, it is not according to the scripture, or it is not according to the puja jap and this 16 step puja. It's not that. Such a person may do this puja or may not do. It is his choice, it is his sport. And it is said in Narad Bhakti Sutra, Atmarati Abirodhena Iti Sandilya. What is devotion? Sandilya says it is not opposite to the Atmarati. Atmarati means one who is reveling in the Atman. Who is reveling in the Atman? A person who is abided in the knowledge. He will revel in Atman only. Atmarati. So one who is reveling in the Atman, he is in the parabhakti, supreme devotion. So many of you will have question, if we search for that Atman, whether it is a bhakti. Normally we think going to the temple, doing puja, japa, only this is bhakti, this is our definition. Shankaracharya defines swatma tattva anusandhanam bhakti iti apare jugu. Some people say that swatma anusandhanam, searching your own true nature, is also bhakti. Swatma anusandhanam is also a bhakti. So by parabhakti, what jnani will get again? Lord says, oh, I will tell you that also.
Bhaktya mama vijanati.
Bhaktya mama vijanati.
Yavanaschasmi tattvataha.
Yavanaschasmi tattvataha.
Tato mam tattvato gyatva.
Tato
ततो माम तत्त्वतो ज्ञाता
विशते तदनन्तरम् भक्त्या मामभिजानाति यावान्नश्चास्मि तत्त्वतः ततो माम तत्त्वतो ज्ञात्वा विशते तदनन्तरम्
भक्त्या माम अभिजानाति बाय सुप्रीम डिवोशन ही कम्स टू नो मी कंप्लीटली ही कम्स टू नो मी कंप्लीटली बिकॉज ही इज आइडेंटिफाइड विद द ब्रह्मन देर इज ए निष्ठा देर इज ए अवॉइडेंस यावन यच अस्मी हाउ मच आई एम एंड हु एम आई एम टोटल थिंग ही कम्स टू नो तत्वतः ही नोज इन एसेंस He knows both the knower and the known. He knows anatma and atma. Both he knows. Chetra and chetragya. Both he knows. Saupadhik, nirapadhik. Saupadhik with conditioning and nirapadhik without conditioning also. Both he knows. That means a jnani knows the world also. Jnani knows the Brahman also. And a jnani... A jnani doesn't know the Brahman. And truly speaking, a jnani does not know the nature of the world also. What is the nature of the world? It is changing and perishable. Without knowing the nature of the world also, we are transacting with the world. But jnani knows both. Jnani knows that this body constitute of three bodies, gross body, subtle body and the causal body. Remove these three bodies, disidentify with three bodies, falsify these bodies and you get the Atman. Outside, remove all the total gross body, remove all the total subtle body, remove all the total causal body, you get the substratum of the whole world. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Dvamimau Purusau Loke Charasya Chara Evacha Chara Sarvani Bhutani Kutrastho Charuchyate Uttama Purusatu Vanya Paramatma Iti Udhayata. So there is a Chara Purus, there is a Akshara Purus, both relate to the Prakriti, and the Uttam Purus is different from this. He comes to know that Uttam Purus. Then, Tato Mam Tato Gyatva, after that knowing me, knowing that truth, what he does, visate tadantaram, he enters into me. So there are two verbs herein. One is gyatva, another is visate. Gyatva means knowing. In whole of Bhagavad Gita, the gyatva word has come 12 times. In all the scriptures, it is said that you only have to know me. I am already with you. You are ignorant about me. So anything which is already with you, you don't have to do anything to attain it. No action is needed. It is already with you. How will I come to know about it? Only gyatva, only by knowing. Somebody tells you, it is there with you. Go inside, find it out. You come to know it. Gyatva, visate, then after that you enter. So there is no gap between gyatva and visate. It is not entering. It is not literally entering in that or coming out of that. Gyatva and visating is knowing is becoming. Knowing is becoming. Jiva, knowing its true nature, becomes Brahman. There is no time lag between knowledge happening and entering. There is no time lag between the dreamer and the waker. The moment you come out the dream, there is no gap because the dreamer is waker only. So this Atma-gyan is the final realization and abidance in that. After that, a jnani may do the puja or may not do the puja, but a jnani has to do the puja japa. Tirtha Brahman, Ganga Snan, all he has to do. Why? Because he has to purify his mind. Earlier Lord has said, three steps. Do you remember? Purification of mind, then you get the knowledge, then you abide in that knowledge. The first step is purification of mind. How that happens? By karma yoga, puja, jap, dhyan, tirtha brahman, ganga snan, dan, tap. You have to do. Now, after realization, tell me, is it required to do puja, jap, dan, tap? That is a preparatory step. Once you get the realization, unless the mind is purified, knowledge will not happen. If knowledge has happened and you are abiding in that knowledge, that means your mind is purified. After that, it is my choice whether I will do the japa, I will do the tirtha brahman, I will take a dip in Ganges or not. My choice. I can do it, I may not do it. But a jnani, ignorant, has to do it because it is required for the purification of mind. One more verse we'll see.
Sarva karmanyapi sada.
Sarva karmanyapi
sada. Kurvano madhvyapasrayah.
Kurvano madhvyapasrayah.
Mat prasadada vapnoti.
Mat prasadada vapnoti.
Shashvatam padam avvayam.
Shashvatam padam
sarva karmanyapi sada kurvano madhvyapasrayah mat prasadada vapnoti shashvatam padam avvayam.
Sarva karmani api sada kurvano madhvyapasrayah. Taking refuge in me, you do all your karma. Sarva karmani. Lord is not saying 90%, 98%, 50% karma you do for me. All karma, sarva karmani. Api sada kurvano, you do it. Taking refuge in me. Then what will happen? Mat prasadat, by my grace, apnoti, you will get. Saswatam padam abhyam, you will get that eternal abode. You will get that permanent happiness. You will get that Brahman. After that, there is no more birth, no sorrow, na sochati, na kanchati, no grief, no desires. Sarva karmani means all your niyat karma. What is niyat karma? Nitya karma and naimitya karma. What is nitya karma? Your duty toward your own self, toward your family. Don't be selfish. I will look after my needs only. I will not look after the needs of my children or the spouse. No. Expand yourself. You have got a duty toward your family. You have got a duty toward your society, your state, your nation, your universe. This way we have to expand our mind. These are our duties. Then we are supposed to do five yajna. Putra yajna. Deva yajna. Because we are indebted to the devatas, they are giving us sentiency. Devatas. Rishi yajna. Because we are indebted to all our rishis who has given us the knowledge. Pitra yajna. We are indebted to our parents because they have given us the form. This body is because of them. Pitra yajna, bhuta yajna, bhuta yajna to all the bhutas. They all are helping us. Bhuta yajna and nri yajna to all the human beings, to all the atithi, nri yajna. We are supposed to do it every day. Every day we are supposed to do. And the basis of that, you know, all our rituals are also keeping in this mind, they have done this thing. Today is 14th, Mahasankranti. Now see, analyze this Mahasankranti celebration. How it happens? They say it's pongal, pongal. What is this pongal? An earthen pot, nicely decorated. Then they put the new grain in that, cook in the milk. When the milk boils, then they say, what they say? Pongal, pongal, pongal. Isn't it so? Then it is offered to Devta, temple. Then it is distributed to all friends and relatives. Then they go to the bhuta also. They give it to the fish also, to animals also. Crow. And this being the first day, Brahmins in Tamil Nadu, they offer tarpan to their ancestors. Now see, all the yagya are there. All the yagya are there. First it is offered to the Lord, Deva Yagya. Then it is given to all the friends and relatives, all the workers, employees, because the first crop has come, they distribute, they give clothes also, money also, Nri Yagya. Pitra Yagya, they do the Pitra Tarpan on the first day. Bhuta Yagya, all the animals, they distribute, the crow also. You see, we have to learn from the crow also. When the crow gets food, you will always find, you don't see crow here in Chicago. Once a while we come to see crow. But here in India you will find, the moment they see food, they will say, kaa, 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 and all the crows start coming. Do we do that? When we get the food, do we invite everybody? You see, we have to learn from the crow also. And the Rishi Yagya is also, Rishi has made this whole ritual, you have to do this thing. What is the idea behind it? Idea behind it that you have to do all this yagya every day. And we follow that custom, one after another we follow it. To remind us that you are indebted to all these people, you have to do. So we have to also do our kartavya karma. While doing the kartavya karma, there can be some prohibited action may happen by mistake, it may happen, or because of my prarabdha it may happen, or because of my subtle vasana which may compel me to do something wrong. But if I have taken shelter under Lord, He will take care of everything. He will take care of that also. There is no problem. A sattvic person will do always sattvic karma. It's not that he will do something wrong. He is not doing it intentionally. By mistake it happens. That also Lord will take care. He is promising that. If there is a Ganga water, in that Ganga water is pure, if you put one glass of dirty water in Ganges, will the whole Ganga become impure? No. Similarly, all your actions are sattvic. One or two actions you have done something wrong, that doesn't mean that all your actions done will be all impurified. No. Lord will take care of it. One person after death, he went to the Lord and he has the ego that I have not done anything wrong. And he tells Lord, I have not done anything wrong in my whole life. Lord said, why didn't you do? I am there. I am karmaphaldata. Have you not heard that Mad Bhakta Na Pranasyati, my devotee will never perish? I have given a written promise in the Bhagavad Gita. So he takes care of everything. After telling all this, we are in the verse number 56, another 22 verses to go. Now Arjuna is saying, "O Lord, you have said everything, but you give me some tips before you conclude your discourse." Like many times when we are coming from India to America, not everybody goes to the Swamis for the tips. What should I do in the America? You know, so they begin. क्या करना चाहिए नहीं करना चाहिए. Give us something. Tips. Or the two people, boy and girl, getting married, they will go to a Swami and say, "Give me a tip how to live happily." Tips. Arjun is also wanting a tip. Give me a tip. If you are all interested in to know that, come after 8 weeks. We are going to India tomorrow for 8 weeks, and we come back, we take it up. In the meantime, Swamiji's lecture will be there.